in this particular instance. But hey, we've had that discussion. We appreciate the call, Eric. I want to bring in our guest, good friend of the show. Great site, Invictors.com. If you've never been there, then you are missing out on a great historical perspective of Michigan sports. There is no site like it on the internet. So check it out. The publisher of that site is with us right now, Greg Dooley. Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Sam and Ira. It's great to see you guys, and thanks for having me in.
Hey, I'm glad to have you. Well, it is for – we ordinarily would talk Michigan football because you do that a lot. You do a lot of things with Michigan sports on the site, but you are here today in support of a great cause and one that we talked about just a few weeks ago with Rich Hewlett.
Juvenile Diabetes Research, and there's a golf outing on June 21st out at Franklin Hills. And my site, Invictors, is one of the sponsors of that event. It's a fabulous event for a fabulous cause. You guys did a lot of PSAs with Rich for his event, which was wonderful. Last year, this event alone raised $100,000 for juvenile diabetes research. And in its history, it's raised over $1 million. And that's gone to a pool of funds that this organization has raised $1.4 billion. For juvenile diabetes research since it was founded in 1970. And this is a part of that with a local feel, which is cool.
Wow, that's amazing. And now, ordinarily, when we talk about golf events, we say, hey, you know, you can get your foursome, you can call this number, it costs this much, you're supporting a great cause. But we aren't necessarily saying that about this tournament right now. Why is that?
An amazing thing, music to the ears of anyone who does an event like this. This event has been sold out for weeks. So every foursome has been snapped up. They have a lot of sponsors, and it's rare to hear that, especially in this area and these times. But people are so actively involved with this cause. It is sold out. It's sold out. I just told Ira, it's sold out faster than the Big Chill at the Big House. So,
and as I said, I'd rather play golf with Greg Dooley than go to a hockey game outside.
Well, Greg, but there's still, even if people can't come out part of a foursome and contribute in that way, there's still a way that they can be a part of it.
Absolutely. If you're interested in contributing or helping out or even learning more, if you know someone affected with juvenile diabetes or just want to help, the local chapter, jdrfdetroit.org, is a great site. Or better yet, go to mvictors.com. I've got some information up there on my homepage right now. You can always contact me if you're interested. Speaking of that cause, I recently had a reader of my site who found some information about the Little Brown Jug, which is something I've researched. He was so thrilled with some of the information I did. He gave a donation to JDRF. You know, on behalf of what he found, which really, really was cool.
Yeah, that is cool. We're talking to Greg Dooley, the publisher of Invictors.com, obviously friend of the show, has done some co-hosting here, does some guest writing on GoBlueWolverine.com. I mean, the guy is a, Michigan historian, as I like to call him. Last year, the MC was Don Shane. You had the honorary chair, Jim Schwartz.
Yeah.
Any dignitaries on tap for this year, maybe?
I think they're working on lining up Don again, and he's a wonderful MC. And Coach Schwartz came in, and this was, you know, not too long after he was hired, and talked to the people. And he's been very, very active in JDRF. But we're hoping to have Don back, and I understand Eddie Murray, former kicker,
Lions
for the Lions
kicker,
will be out there. Rich Hewlett, of course, will be out there, and some other folks affected. And I'm sure there'll be some dignitaries. But I'll have photos and a recap up on Invictors for sure.
All right. Well, the event is June 21st, Franklin Hills Country Club. Tell us about the course out there, Greg.
Oh man, it's beautiful. I'm not sure who the course designer was. It escapes me at the moment, but it is gorgeous. It's kind of in that area near Oakland Hills with the rolling hills. If you know that course, it's a private club. But these people put on the most wonderful event, from the drinks to the food to the way they handle the auction and the ceremony. It's bang, bang, bang. You get through it, and it's just first class. And I think that's a big reason why it sold out so quick.
All right, so one more time, though, for folks who still want to participate and contribute as maybe a sponsor, how can they do that?
They can check out jdrfdetroit.org, or there's a direct link right from mvictors.com, and they can find more information and who to contact about that.
All right, Greg, while we have you here, I have to ask a question. So the other night, the baseball game's going on. We've talked, obviously, a lot about the Galarraga thing. And you post something on mvictors.com, you're following, you know, follow everybody on Twitter. And everyone is posting Twitter messages about the baseball game, except for one person. Why don't you explain?
Oh, sure. Yeah, just as Ira described, you kind of, if you don't know Twitter, you see a feed of everyone kind of screaming. It's like a virtual scream fest as this call on the Jim Joyce call goes on Twitter. So Twitter's blowing up. And in the midst of all this chaos, there's a tweet from one Mr. Brandon Graham, and it says, watching Leatherheads. Watching Leatherheads. So once again, you know, BG steps above the fray, and he was, it was, I just thought it was the funniest thing.
Hey, that's BG for you. You know, hey, he, good article on him the other day. You know, always a guy who's willing to speak his mind and maybe be a departure from norm of some of the things that we read out there. But real quick, Greg, just, you know, a first opportunity to talk to you, you know, since the spring game, just your impressions coming out of the spring of the football team.
Well, you know, I got a few glimpses just briefly of practice, and, you know, my impressions, I think, were echoed by other folks. But just how impressed I was with Denard's progress and his command, seemingly, of the playbook and of the huddle, which going into the season, Rich hinted at. Finally hinted at maybe using him in some other areas.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, at the end, I wonder if not only Rich and some other folks are thinking, man, maybe he can be the guy. So mm-hmm. if I had to net it out, that would probably be it. I thought it was, oh, and by the way, if you didn't make it out, it was cold out there. Let's not kid ourselves. But if you didn't make it out to the alumni game this year, I thoroughly enjoyed that. And not only because I'm a, you know, I get into the history a little bit. I thought they did a great job with that. And I would encourage folks to get out there earlier next year to check it out.
Yeah, it was cold, number one. But yeah, I mean, it was even better than the first year. And I think what you'll see is more and more guys wanting to participate. I mean, you even had Jimmy King come out. Now, Jimmy King caught a touchdown pass. Jimmy King, former
should've
basketball player,
of course,
also dropped one for the money. Jimmy King dropped
winner.
The touchdown pass that would have been the game winner. Now, what's the play? The play is obvious. Jimmy King is 6'5". The guy had a 40-inch vertical. Throw it up to Jimmy. They threw it up to Jimmy. What happened? I mean, it's like flopping on an alley-oop. I mean, he goes up for an alley-oop and misses the ball. Jimmy King. Jimmy Sky King. How does that happen? I know he wants to let that die, but he lost the game for his team. So I'm just throwing it out there. I know Jimmy listens to the show from time to time, but – you know, just thought I'd mention it again. But you're right, Greg. It was a great event. I think it's going to get bigger year after year.
Cool. I hope so, because it was a lot of fun.
And well, don't forget the tie-in to Mott, where it raised well over $300,000 just by people essentially showing up at the game, and then the Beam family from Brighton making the dollar-for-dollar match donation. A huge way to, you know, help out a great cause. And, you know, Rich and Rita Rodriguez coming up with that idea and tying in the game, an easy way to make a lot of money for the hospital.
And so one more time, Greg, because I know we start talking about a lot of other things, but you really came here to talk about the Golf Classic. Just tell us one more time the cause you're supporting, how people can participate.
Sure. It's type 1 or juvenile diabetes and benefiting the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, jdrf.org or jdrf.detroit.org. If you want some local information, I'll have some info up on MVictors. You know, it's a great local cause. University of Michigan, their Comprehensive Diabetes Center, their new building, has a lot to do with where this funding's going. A lot of the funds come back from the federal government that match a lot of the funds that are raised. It's a wonderful local cause. And I tell you, from the radio show and all the things you guys do, it's an underrated aspect of what we do. And MVictors, I support a lot of nice local causes. It's really a nice benefit of being able out there and having a little bit of voice in this community, because I think you guys do a great job.
Appreciate it as always, Greg, as you do as well over at MVictors. Anything, like we said, anytime that we can help be a part of the causes in this community, we are present and accounted for, and you know, glad that you could be here to tell us about it. So check out the information, MVictors.com or JDRFDetroit.org. For more information, the foursomes are all sold out, but still ways you can contribute. You can be a sponsor. You can contribute in that way. So be a part. That'll do it for this hour. Coming up on the other side, Bakes. John U. Bacon will be